This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. We are also very glad to have attorney Blake Harris with us from Mile High Estate Planning. You can check out that website, milehighestateplanning.com. Blake, good to have you again on your show. How are you?
good to be back on the show. How are you doing, Scott?
I am doing well. And I tell you, all the conversations that we have really helped me as I talk to friends and relatives and just people that listen to the show, and they say, man, I never knew that. So I am thankful we get to have you on each week to just talk about this whole matter of estate planning. And, you know, there's a saying out there that says very few things go well without proper planning. So let's kind of discuss maybe what that difference is for those that plan and those that don't.
Sure. So I'm going to run the listeners through a hypothetical, I guess two hypotheticals. We've got individual A who does not do any estate planning whatsoever. And we've got individual B who does all the estate planning that they can do to help protect their legacy.
Okay.
So both individuals, similar profile, we'll say married, they have a business, they have a rental property, and both of them, they're worth, let's say, $1 million. So we're going to start with I'm not going to call them client because they didn't do any estate planning, but person A, family A, they've got $1 million that are going through their life. They're focusing on running their business. They're not looking at the big picture. And then one day they get hit with a lawsuit. They're notified that they are being sued for $1 million. It may be something that went wrong in their business. It could be because one of their children is driving a car that they own, or it could be because of something to do with their real estate rental property. Whatever the reason is, they are faced with a pretty serious lawsuit. It's very scary for them. They have to go out, hire an attorney to fight the case. They're able to get the defendant down to about $500,000. And as opposed to risking losing everything they have, they go ahead and settle the case for about $500,000. They've got no asset protection in place, and they don't want to risk losing everything. They acknowledge they've done something wrong. So they go ahead and settle the case for about $1 million. So all of a sudden, this first individual, their net worth drops to about $500,000.
Okay.
Now, they get older, and as they get older, they forget to or fail to sign a power of attorney documents. They've retired. They're no longer concerned about any more lawsuits. They had to sell off their rental home anyways, so that's not going to be sell off the rental home to pay for the lawsuit judgment. So now they're down to about $500,000 in assets, but they lose capacity. They don't have a financial power of attorney or medical power of attorney. And their three children, they don't get along perfectly. There's a conflict that arises, and the family has to go through a very costly guardianship and conservatorship proceeding. There's probate that takes place after someone passes away, but there's also probate that occurs when an individual loses capacity. And this comes in the form of a guardianship or a conservatorship proceeding. And because there's a dispute within the family and the parents haven't done any planning of their own, this fee ends up costing $100,000, which is not very unusual it's on the higher end, but it's not very unusual for probate during lifetime to run that high. Lifetime probate tends to be maybe $5,000 to $10,000 for an uncontested estate, or maybe $10,000 to $30,000, $40,000 for a contested estate. But for a probate that occurs while you're alive, guardianship and conservatorships, these proceedings are much more expensive. They require reporting to the court every single year. There's ongoing issues that come up. It's kind of like getting a divorce with children, where there's ongoing custody issues. There's ongoing issues fighting with the parents. So the family blows through another $100,000 dealing with probate while the parents are still alive. This brings their estate from about $500,000 down to around $400,000. Okay. What happens next? Now that mom and dad are incapacitated, well, they need to move into a nursing home. So the average cost of a nursing home runs about $5,000 to $10,000 per month. There's two individuals. This could cost $100,000 or more in nursing home costs. Definitely not unusual for a couple to spend more than $100,000 in nursing home care. However, for the sake of our example, for the sake of our hypothetical, I'm just going to bring it down to a nice $95,000. So let's say that they get off relatively inexpensively on nursing home care, and they only have to spend $95,000. This leaves $305,000 that the couple still has at the time they pass away. Well, again, they didn't do any estate planning, and so once again, that property needs to go through probate. This is lifetime probate. The kids have already spent all that they can fighting while the parents were alive. They don't even have any money to fight now that the parents have passed away. And the probate goes down relatively smooth. This leaves about $300,000 left to distribute between the three children. Now, the three children, each of them have certain issues that they are facing. Issue number one, the oldest of the three child has actually a disability, and they receive government-based benefits. The middle child is doing okay in terms of health, but their marriage is on the line, and there may be a divorce coming down the road. And the third child, unfortunately, and this is common in lots of families, has some addiction problems, some drug and alcohol issues. So while the parents had $300,000 at the time they passed away, how much did that $300 actually end up in the pocket of the children?
Right.
Well, the very first child, the oldest of the three that's on disability, actually has to spend all of that on their health care until they only have about $2,000 that remains. So that means that $100,000 that was intended for that child gets burned through on health care, and only $98,000 of it gets spent. Only $2,000 remains in the hands of that first beneficiary. The second beneficiary is in good health, no addiction issues, but the spouse is a dud. The second child gets a divorce. The money was left outright to that second child, and the divorcing spouse runs away with half of that. So instead of leaving $50,000 to the middle child, that child only gets $50,000. So instead of leaving $100,000 to that child only gets to enjoy the benefits of $50,000. And then the worst of it all was the money that ends up in the hands of the third child who has addiction issues. That child ends up blowing through all of it quickly, and we're not even going to speculate the harm that they do to themselves. In certain circumstances, money can hurt an individual. For most of it, it puts us in a better position. It improves our quality of life. For certain people, money is actually more harmful. So this family that had $1 million at one point in their lifetime due to lawsuits, nursing home cost care, and basically just poor planning, was only able to leave $52,000 to their children.
Well, and, you know, you said something interesting about halfway through there. You said, the conflict that happens, and there's conflict that happens certainly, you know, maybe when a plan has been done, but I can only imagine the conflict. And most people don't think there's going to be a conflict, do they, Blake, with their own family?
And the truth is, you never know which plans are going to be. There's going to be a conflict. There have been certain plans which I was very confident there was going to be a conflict, where it looked like there was going to be a conflict even up until shortly after the death, and the probate went very smoothly. There have been other plans where the family got along great. Parents and children, or parents and step-parents who loved each other dearly, that relationship quickly falls apart. I've even seen a mother sue her own son due to some probate-related issues. You never know which is going to be the problem planned. You can't do anything to absolutely prevent it, but there's a lot you can do to minimize the risk associated with your estate being contested, which is what family number two did, plan B, family B. And let's talk about how they planned and how they compare and how things shook out for them by putting together
okay.
the estate plan. So once again, similar story, family B, they've got $1 million. They own their own business. They've got a rental property, three children as well. Just like the first family, they also find out you're being sued for $1 million. Well, the first thing that this family thinks is, we are so glad we contacted Blake Harris and put together an asset protection trust a while ago, because they had much more peace of mind over their assets. They knew that they were still going to have to defend the lawsuit. They knew that they'd probably end up needing to pay some type of settlement. But because they did planning in advance of the lawsuit, because they had kept control of the property throughout this entire process, they were able to, instead of settling for $500,000 like the first family, they were able to settle for just $100,000. So the lawsuit passes. There was an issue that arose. Maybe it was due to something with the real estate ownership or somebody running a business, or again, a very common one, children driving the parents' cars. They did get sued. They were not nearly as stressed over the lawsuit, and they made away with keeping $900,000 as opposed to only $500,000 like we saw in the first example. Next, as the family got older, they lost capacity, but the parents had put together all their incapacity documents. Mom and dad signed a financial power of attorney, a medical power of attorney, a HIPAA authorization, as well as a living will, or as it's called in Colorado, a declaration as to medical or surgical treatment. With these documents, the family was able to avoid the need for a guardianship and conservatorship proceeding. There was a clear outline of what the parents' wishes and goals were. There was no room for the children to fight or argue over it. And when they become incapacitated, they didn't have to spend any money on court fees or court battle, saving them, compared to the previous family, $100,000.
That'll work.
That will work.
Yes, sir.
That's the best deal in the world of estate planning. Clients called me because they want the trust, or sometimes because they want the will. My opinion, the incapacity documents are possibly the most important, and incapacity documents are important whether you've got a grandparent who's 90 and living in a nursing home, or you have a child that just turned 18 and is going off to school here soon. Making sure that the people you want to control your financial and medical decisions can do so without getting the court involved. So moving along and getting older now, the parents have lost capacity. It's time for them to move into a long-term care facility. Again, this family did a good job of planning. So instead of needing to pay out of pocket each month for the long-term care, they had their assets secured inside of a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, a vehicle for reducing long-term care and nursing home costs. The government, Medicaid, which they've been paying into their entire life, paid for their long-term care, and they ended up coming out of pocket a total of $0 for the long-term care expense. That right there is a real gem in the estate planning world, the ability to eliminate long-term care costs. If you have the money and are appropriate to buy long-term care insurance, you may want to buy it. I don't sell any insurance of any type, but I do think that is a good gift. If you don't have long-term care insurance, then putting together a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust could be an excellent tool for your family. Mom and dad eventually pass away. The assets are all held inside of a trust. There's no need to open a probate after they pass away. They still have the same three profiles, or the children have the same profile as the parents, as the children in the first example. The first individual is on Medicaid. The second one has a marriage that's on the rocks. And the third one has some substance abuse issues. For the first child, instead of dumping all that money on them as soon as the parents pass away, the money is going to be held inside of a special needs trust. And this is what a special needs trust says. These are rather complex documents, but I can explain it in terms that are very simple. Anything the trust says this, anything the government is paying for, the trust isn't going to pay for. So instead of that $300,000 needing to be spent down, the trust is able to give to the child in ways that the government is not providing for them. So that child is able to maintain their standard of living and continue to receive their inheritance. And then when that child passes away, Medicaid, the state is not going to come back and recover those funds. Those funds are then passed down to that child's children or to the other descendants of our clients. So child one, $300,000 is left for child one. There's $300,000 that's there for child one benefits. Child number two, and this is something that my clients who are been through a divorce are very excited to give this feature to the children. Child two gets their trust. We let them manage their trust as well because they're financially responsible. Their health is not going to cause any issue with government benefits. But child two, we don't have that money distributed outright to them. We just have that money held in trust. Mm-hmm. So they can manage the trust. They can choose who the trustee is. They can ultimately get a distribution anytime they want to, but the money isn't forced onto them. That way, when child two's spouse files for divorce or child two themselves files for divorce, that asset that they received, their inheritance, is not a marital asset. It's not available to be taken by a divorced spouse. Child two, instead of splitting their inheritance with their soon-to-be ex, gets to keep all $300,000 for themselves. And then child three, we set up a similar trust as well so that the money is held in trust. It's not given directly into the pocket of somebody who could blow it inappropriately. The money is managed by an independent trustee. We don't let a child who has substance abuse manage their own trust. And then that child, anytime that they're clean, anytime that they're pursuing good activities and not spending the money on drugs or alcohol, can benefit from that trust. So what's the total of that? $300,000 plus $300,000 plus $300,000. That comes out to about $900,000 that this family was able to pass down to their children.
Right.
This gives, if we compare the two, the first family was able to pass $52,000. The second family was able to pass $848,000. The second family was able to, first family was $52,000. Second family was $900,000. This is a difference of $848,000. I get asked often, how much does an estate plan cost? Well, the real question is, or what you should really be concerned about is, how much does it cost to not have an estate plan?
Right,
because it's not going to, because having an estate plan is not going to cost you $840,000.
Absolutely, and you know, most people are always looking around. Hey, what's a great investment I can make? Here's one, right?
It's a lot of people right now are paying more and more attention to their investments. It's almost as if 2021 was the. I'm sorry, as almost as if 2020 was a year that people paid attention to their home. A lot of people purchased a home. A lot of people got a new interior designer. A lot of people took care of their lawn and got the home gym. And then I've seen this trend in 2021 where people now are paying attention to their investments. And I tell my friends, well, if you are concerned about your investments, let's talk about asset protection. It's a tool that, honestly, I hope you never use. Mm-hmm. But if you do use it, it very well could be the best investment that you ever make. Another investment, and I know that I've mentioned it on the show, and I'm going to be mentioning it on the show more and more in the coming months, because you're going to hear more and more about it, is cryptocurrency. It is becoming more and more mainstream. Everybody's hearing about it more and more. Soon enough, I suspect the U.S. government is going to transfer us over to a cryptocurrency. I am not, for anyone listening, I'm not making any recommendations that people go out and buy any cryptocurrency. I'm not recommending against it either. But I do recommend very strongly that you educate yourself on it. For starters, you can go to my website, milehighestateplanning.com. We have a few articles on cryptocurrency, some videos as well, where we talk about cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, Bitcoin. This is the way of the future, and those who pay attention to it, those who understand it, will be well prepared for the future. Those who don't, and I hear this often from clients, because I ask every client, do you have any cryptocurrency? Most of them are saying no. Lots of them are saying yes, but the majority are still saying no. When I ask why not, their answer over and over is because I don't understand it. To which I say, get to understand it, learn about it, pay attention to it. It's very much the way of the future.
Yes, absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, Attorney Blake Harris is with us. His is Mile High Estate Planning, as Blake just mentioned. Check out his website. Also, real quick, Blake, let's mention your book there, The Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection.
Yes, absolutely. You can go online to milehighestateplanning.com, or if you want to just send me an email, blake@milehighestateplanning.com. Happy to share with you a free copy of this of the book that I published last year. Paints a very full picture of everything you need to know about estate planning, outlines all of your options when it comes to putting together an estate plan, from whether you need just a simple will-based plan or you need some very complex type of planning as well. Also, something I want to mention is now that it's the year 2021 and we have a new administration, it's looking like there's going to be some changes to the estate tax. There's previously the estate tax was high enough that very few individuals needed to do any planning. Under the proposed administration, the estate tax is likely going under the new administration's proposal, the estate tax is likely going to come down significantly, meaning if you have just even a few million dollars in assets, you'd be wise to speak with an attorney. Going back to the comment on cryptocurrency, one more thing that I wanted to mention was there's a very my number one advice with cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, educate yourself. The number one myth surrounding cryptocurrency and blockchain technology is that it is anonymous. There is some component of anonymity to it. However, if you are subpoenaed, you are required to report to the court what your assets holdings are, and failure to report cryptocurrency can land you in jail. So what you want to do is be able to report that you have the cryptocurrency, but you want to be able to say that you hold it inside of a protective trust, which is not going to, number one, prevent you from receiving Medicaid, and number two, it's not going to be able to be lost in a lawsuit. A court can subpoena an online wallet or an online exchange, and if they do so and you haven't reported your cryptocurrency, you could face criminal sanctions. So what I say is educate yourself. If you do decide it is an appropriate investment, then give my office a call and let's talk about how you can protect that asset.
Absolutely. And, you know, Blake, you mentioned trust, and you explained it very quickly and very briefly, but how many people do you sit down with that, you know, had the wrong idea about even what a trust was about or just didn't fully understand it? Maybe that's a better way to ask you the question. Just didn't really understand what really a trust was all about and how many different types there are.
So one question that I ask some clients when they come into my office is, have you done any education? Have you done any research on estate planning? And when their client responds, not really, or just honestly with a no, my next comment is, good, I don't have to unteach you anything, because there's a lot of bad information out there, a lot of incorrect information that is being circulated when it comes to estate planning. So the first thing to understand is the basic difference between a will and a trust. A will allows you to do two things. Number one, it allows you to name a guardian for any minor children. So if you just had your first child or have one on the way, give my office a call. Let's make sure that we can nominate a guardian for your child. I'm sure that you have a family member that you'd be comfortable with raising your children if you were not able to. And I suspect, like most families, there may be another family member who you're not real excited about raising your minor children. So we want to make sure your wishes are outlined in your last will and testament. Last will can also transfer property to the individuals you've selected. However, a will is a ticket to the probate court. A trust, on the other hand, can do everything that a will can do. It can nominate a guardian. It can select who receives a property. But a trust can do a lot more for individuals, such as, number one, avoid probate. Mm-hmm. Other things that trust can do is help you qualify for benefits to pay for your long-term care, protect your property from lawsuits, reduce your estate taxes. Every individual can have just one will. You get one will. If you make a new will, your old one goes in the trash. But you can have multiple trusts. And in different circumstances, clients will set up multiple trusts for various different reasons. So the basic estate plan includes, number one, a will. Number two, at least one trust, a revocable living trust, and in some cases, more than that. And then number three, a complete set of incapacity or power of attorney documents. This includes a financial, medical power of attorney, a HIPAA authorization, and a living will.
And you know one thing, Blake, I want you to admit, I want to talk about here before we in today's segment is you offer free lifetime reviews, and I think that's, you know, crucial for your clients as well.
Yes, yes. I believe that we offer a very good value for our clients. It starts with a free initial consultation. We can get you, we can do it by phone call, we can do it by Zoom call, or if you'd like, more than happy to have you into our office. We've got beautiful office space in downtown Denver with Union Station, with free parking next door. We're right next to Union Station. But most of our clients are choosing to meet by phone or Zoom call. At the end of that initial meeting, we'll quote you a price for your plan. You'll know exactly what you're going to pay. You're not going to be surprised by anything that comes up down the road. After the plan is created and everything has been signed, your client gets another 30 days to review, reconsider their plan, make any additional changes, no charge. If there's more changes needed more than 30 days afterwards, we charge a nominal fee for those updates and amendments. However, we give free lifetime reviews for our clients, which means if you create an estate plan with us and you have a few questions for us 6 months down the road or 10 years down the road, you pick up the phone, you give us a call. There's never any charge for clients who want to discuss their estate plan. Our goal is to keep your estate plan in line with your goals. And the more the clients are communicating with us, the more likely we're able to make that happen.
The number is 833-ASK-BLAKE. And again, that's 833-ASK-BLAKE. It's milehighestateplanning.com. And as Blake mentioned, you can reach him there by email, blake@milehighestateplanning.com. And Blake, it's also a free consultation, initial consultation. Hey, if somebody hears you today and, boy, they say, boy, I just got a couple of questions, then make an appointment with you, you welcome that as well, sir.
Yes, absolutely. It is always a free initial consultation. I do have one last thing to tell the listeners today. If you're considering starting the estate planning process, do me a favor, go online and do this. Google Mile High Estate Planning and read the reviews. We can talk about how great we are or how we do nothing but this type of work, but I think our clients' communication, I think our clients' word says it the most. We've got over 60 Google reviews. Every single one, as of now, is a 5 out of 5 stars. Go online, read some of the countless number of glowing reviews from current and former clients.
All right. And, Blake, I have done that, and, boy, it is very insightful to see how the customers explain their work with you. And, boy, all of them very happy and all 5-star reviews. So we appreciate your time today, and we look forward to our next visit, sir.
Scott, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to giving some more good information to your listeners in the future and hope some of them will give us a call to help with their planning.
All right, sir. Again, you've been listening to Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning. Once again, the number 833-ASK-BLAKE. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Did you know that the dental health of your pet is extremely important? Your pet can also get periodontal disease, and it's one of the most common clinical conditions seen by the veterinarians at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This may come as a surprise, but most adult dogs and cats show some signs of the disease by the time they reach 3 years of age. If left untreated, pet dental disease can also lead to pain, tooth loss, infection, and even damage to the vital organs such as heart, liver, and kidneys. Your pet's dental health is important to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. In recognition of National Pet Dental Health Month, which is observed every February, we're placing the spotlight on periodontal disease and what pet owners can do to prevent and treat this serious condition. Call now to schedule your pet's cleaning, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. You can also visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley, and again, we are glad to have you. And it's always good to have Mr. Greg Bloom back with us from Barber's Foods. You can check out that website, barbersfoods.com. And Greg, good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks for having me. It's good to see you. Yeah, it's great.
Man, you have changed our life and our eating habits.
My mission, our company's mission is to reconnect people to the farm that raises it with high quality meat. So thanks for your business. You've been a good customer, and you've got to see kind of the entourage of the chicken, the pork, the beef, everything we carry. Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, I'd take a polygraph test to do it. You taste the difference in everything we have ever got from you. I mean, you do.
It really shows to the families that raise the meats that we sell how much care they give to a slow grow process, and the recipes and the just the integrity they have in the process. Mm-hmm. And they're really very, very proud of what they put out. It's not, you know, conventional meat, which is all about price and scale and big runs. And, you know, families we buy from, whether it's chicken, beef, pork, lamb, whatever it is, they really are proud of the product. And you can taste it. You can taste it.
Man.
I mean, it's we can talk and talk and talk, and then the proof's in the pudding, as they say. Just eat some, and you'll see it's different.
Right. Well, people that I've bought some things from, and I've said, hey, you order it. If you don't like it, I'll buy it back from you. I mean, I've told them that because I said, you will see it. And every one of them has already reordered or, you know, loving the product. And they said they could not believe it, you know, because you don't know what you don't know. And when you keep just buying things at grocery stores, you know, you don't know there's a difference until you taste it.
Yeah, because you don't have an alternative. And even if you do, so everyone listening to this right now has an alternative. They can come to barbersfoods.com and easily order from us. But we have one big challenge, which we know that is, for some people, insurmountable. We don't have the convenience factor. We don't have, on your way home, the local retail store in your neighborhood where you're going anyway for other things, right? Milk, cheese, produce, maybe your prescription. So they have convenience over us. So to combat that, we now have a subscription service where every 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, however you want it, you could just get it delivered to your house, and you don't have to think about it. So, you know, there's things that are essential that we all eat every week. Like, most people eat ground beef once or twice a week.
Absolutely.
Most people eat boneless, skinless chicken breasts once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. So we have these boxes of essentials that have a little bit of the Beeler's pork products, a little bit of the Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, a little bit of the locally sourced ground beef, and it's just stuff you're going to use every week anyway. And so it's not—it's going to show up on your porch.
Yeah, and bacon daily.
Bacon daily. I saw a thing on social media. It was funny. On social media, it said, someone asked me about what to do with leftover bacon. And I said, what's leftover bacon?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that existed. Because, you know, I don't know, we cooked like a lot of bacon at one time in the oven.
Yeah.
And we put it out there on the counter. And even cold, it's gone in a couple hours. It never lasts until 5 o'clock at night.
That's always
because people snack on it.
That's always the thickest sandwich I have is a bacon sandwich, for sure. I went on the website, and, you know, I've been on there several times, but I've never watched the video on from the Pittman family on the Air Chill Chicken. And I'm telling you, I hope everyone will go and do that. Go to barbersfoods.com. And would that be under the About Us tag?
I'm looking right now. I believe so. Yeah, our sourcing. About Us. Yes.
Okay, About Us. There's just under their sourcing, and there's just a few-minute video there of really all about this family, how they got started. And, a great video that shows you everything that Greg has talked about. But I tell you, it meant a lot different just watching them, hearing him talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then seeing the Air Chill process, and it makes sense because I believe he says in there it's a 3.5 hour process that chills from the outside to within, and it holds that moisture and flavor. And, man, that makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah. I was out there 2 weeks ago. David Pittman's a good friend of mine. I was out there seeing his plant. And so everything in the video is true. They're fully vertically integrated. They have their own hatchery. They make their own feed. And they have their own plant. And I went to all the grow houses and saw how much room the chickens have. If you would take the time, listener, whoever's hearing this, to go to barbersfoods.com and go to About, click on that Pittman family story, watch David Pittman give you a tour of his chicken farm, you will probably not want to eat conventional chicken again.
Yeah.
That's raised super fast, super big, and doesn't taste the same at all.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And again, that is barbersfoods.com. And just a few tabs on there. They've got the shop tab, of course, where you can go and pick out your products, the About Us. And a great one I'm going to be visiting more is Recipes and More. And then one we talked about a few weeks ago, Become an Ambassador. So kind of talk about that a moment.
Yeah, well, we are offering those who are interested in learning more about the family farms we source from, where they spent some time with me and I talked to them about the Beeler's pork and the Pittman Farms chicken and the bison and everything we source from. And then we have some videos for you to watch to get educated so you know actually what you're talking about. But then you can take that information to your friends and family as an ambassador. And upon checkout, you know, just send people to the website. And when people check out, they enter the name of their food ambassador, and then we pay you a commission on that sale because you're, you know, being our salesperson directly to the people that you know. And that's what we're really trying to do. We found, Scott, that our mission of reconnecting people to their food is hard.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more information that we want to tell someone than a label allows you. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really work to read a label and understand the Pittman Farm story. You really have to know enough about the Pittman Farm to talk to it and see the video. And then I've been there. You know, one thing about us is that we spend a lot of time going to the farms that we source from. Mm-hmm. Very different. Now, I can tell you I've sold meat for 26 years nationwide, and even I export some. And I can tell you I've only had one time in my whole life a buyer from a big corporate chain say, I want to see the plant. They all buy on price.
Yeah.
Now, those plants are clean plants and audited, and there's steps they take to ensure it's wholesome meat. I'm not saying it's unsafe, but I'm saying they really don't know about the farm, the family, the story. So, you know, nothing wrong with that, but we're different. We want you to know the family that raises the chicken and why you're paying just a little bit more for it than conventionally grown, water-chilled, fast chicken. That's us. That's what we're all about. So
absolutely. And I tell you, one of my wife's favorite is your ribeyes. Boy, just great steak, great portion size, all that. And
Those are good.
I mean,
we had those last night for dinner.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and for Valentine's Day, there's still time because we stock those ribeyes, those Angus Colorado source ribeyes. They're aged for 30 days before they're frozen. They're in a small box. You're not buying a huge box of them, but those are, I think, a must-have in your freezer all the time kind of item. Mm-hmm. Because you never know when you have guests over.
Sure.
Someone pops in, and you can have that steak thawed out in cold water in your sink in 10 minutes and on your barbecue in 15 and in your mouth in 30.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy.
Exactly.
And it's delicious. And it's a restaurant-quality steak that you might pay $50-$60 bucks for, and you have it in your home for a fraction of that. You know, $15, maybe 10, depends on the size of the ribeye, but you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So
now you're located over behind the kind of the Western complex over there off I-70 a little bit.
Right.
And so folks can place their order and swing by and pick it up.
Yep, they can swing by and pick it up. We have a big sign up now, so it's easier to find us than before. Yeah. It's only hard to find us the first time because we're in an industrial part of Denver where a lot of the warehousing is. Of course, we have to have a refrigerated warehouse because we're doing fresh meats and we have a freezer too. But yeah, so only hard to find the first time. So as you're running around, we're pretty easy to just minutes off I-70, or we'll drop it off on your doorstep.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm telling you, it is awesome. And I hope you'll go check out the website. It is barbersfoods.com. And check them out. Watch the videos they have on there. Become acquainted with it. And if you would like to come, one of their ambassadors, you can reach Greg through the website there and learn more about that as well. Now, it's great to have all this, but one thing I really appreciate about your knowledge is then how to prepare it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that a little bit today.
Sure.
I mean, what's your favorite way? Let's just take some of your steaks and all. And you got me to get a Traeger smoker, which I did. And, boy, that's a vast difference.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning it. But, man, what a flavor that gives.
Yeah, Father's Day is coming up here in June. So start saving now if you want to get your dad a really special gift. If he doesn't already have a Traeger grill, just get that smallest one. It's not that expensive, relatively.
Right.
It'll last you 10 years. So for $40 a year, about $400 grill, you can have, it's called the Tailgater, and it's the smallest Traeger, and it's actually the best one. I have the big master one. Doesn't hold temperature very well in the cold. The little one does. So get that one. And then, you know, if you can't afford that, then get yourself a real high quality piece of cast iron at Bass Pro or Walmart or wherever you shop. Get a nice piece of cast iron, pan, and then that is an awesome cooking tool to sear a steak. Because a steak, whether you put it outside on your grill or inside on your cast iron, you want that to be hot because you want to sear that steak. You know, people think, they get confused. They think low and slow, or put it in the oven at 250. No, that's different. That's
right.
That's a brisket or a pork butt, low and slow for many hours. Steak, high temperature, 500 degrees. So, you know, this time of year, it's cold outside. So just a cast iron pan on your stove, whether it's gas or electric, and then some butter or some olive oil in there. And don't walk away because, you know, you don't want to burn that steak.
Sure.
Just get that pan hot and preheat that pan and then put that steak in there, and you'll hear it sizzle, and it'll be done in minutes.
Yeah.
In minutes. And then I like to cook with butter. No. What doesn't taste good with butter?
Exactly.
You know, everything. Everything tastes good with butter.
And that's one thing I've noticed whenever, you know, you were talking to Victoria and I about it when you came over. You know, you're not talking about adding all these different spices and all these different things. I mean, you say sometimes salt and pepper. I mean,
salt and pepper.
A little butter, whatever. And that's when you know you've got a great piece of meat.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, most of the items we sell for the beef and the bison, salt and pepper is all I would put on them. I don't marinate them. I don't put steak sauce on them, just salt, because they taste wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Beeler's products, the Beeler's bacon, you don't need anything on that. It's already
hardwood
smoked.
I'm telling you.
You know, and I cook that in the oven. The easiest way to cook bacon is not on your stovetop, because then the grease gets all over. Heat your oven up to 375 or 350 and get your cookie sheets out. And put foil down on them so you have easy cleanup. And I just lay that bacon out, shingle style, or side by side, until it's gone. Sometimes I'll do two whole pans,
yeah.
You know, and two of the 12-ounce or two of the 16-ounce packages on two cookie sheets. Cook it, and you'll have leftovers after breakfast, but it'll be gone by 5, like we said.
And how long do you do it for that 3 feet?
I do it normally for about 25 minutes,
okay.
And then halfway through, I take it out and I flip them over, because the bottom touching the pan is going to get more brown first.
Right.
You don't have to do that. You can just set it for 25, but if you like kind of a little crispier, cook all that fat out, you know, cook it so it's not soft. I flip it halfway through.
Okay.
And then that's wonderful, because then when you open that oven in 12, 13 minutes to pull that out and flip it over, the smell goes throughout the whole house and down the street, and then all your neighbors are wondering what's going on if the door's open, because who doesn't like the smell of bacon? That's such
a
comfort smell, you know, it's great. Yeah.
Greg Bloom is with us, if you're just joining us, and it is Barber's Foods, barbersfoods.com. Now, let's take the smoking side of things again. So many different pellets. Flavors out there, you know, of different things. What do you kind of like? And is there certain flavors in the pellet, so to speak, that you like for certain different other choices, whether it's salmon or steak?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like the blend is a good all-around one to have, because you know how you put it, you fill your hopper up and then, you know, it's full and you don't know what you're going to be cooking next, whether it's chicken or fish. Or so I use the blend and I use the hickory most often. Okay. I like the apple wood too, though. I like the apple wood for pork. When I'm smoking pork, like pork butt, I'll use the apple wood. But for an all-around one, I'm using the hickory or the blend.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yep. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Tell you, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back more with Greg Bloom and kind of walk through some of the other products that they have. If you've got any questions, 303-477-5600 is the number. We'll be right back. The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to goose decoys, from sleeping bags to Sitka gear, you'll find it all at the Outdoorsman's Attic. They offer a great selection of new and pre-owned hunting, fishing, and camping items, and you'll save 20 to 60% off retail. And if your firearm needs cleaning or some work, see Scott the Gunsmith at the Outdoorsman's Attic. And if you've got some gear you want to turn into cash, head over to the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan. Let them know you heard about them here on KLZ 560.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Check out the winter car package at D&D Tire. For just $44.99, you will get a lube, oil, and filter. Your fluids will be topped off, and your vehicle will receive a complete visual inspection. D&D Tire winter car package also includes a tire check. They'll check your tread depth and air pressure and rotate your tires and inspect all belts and hoses. It's the winter car package only available at D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, one in Parker and two in Aurora. Family owned and operated. That's D&D Tire.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley. Glad to have Greg Bloom in studio. Barbersfoods.com is the website. And yes, we're talking meat. And so we're talking about preparation as well. And Greg, let's just kind of take a minute and talk about some of the roast or prime rib, different thing. I know you've even got a video on your website about the prime rib. So let's give some folks some tips there.
Okay, yeah, because the holidays are just right behind us. But even now, it's still winter. It's still kind of roast, oven roasting season. So I have a video on how to cook a perfect prime rib. In the video, I'm using a Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye, or prime rib. But you could use any ribeye.
Right.
You know,
okay.
You can we have some local Angus ones too. But yeah, a ribeye is, you know, I love cooking the ribeye because I get a whole ribeye. You know, normally a ribeye is about 12 pounds, and I cut it in half. The reason I cut it in half is because then you have guests that want a well done. It's not just the two ends. Now you've got four ends. So your well done guests or your medium well, they're on the ends, and then the center is medium rare.
Right.
But I like a ribeye too because, you know, if you're cutting a ribeye up for dinner and you have more people at the table, let's say you have 12 and there's plenty of meat there to serve 12, 15 people in a whole ribeye, and half your guests wanted, I wanted mine a little more rare done. I want that pink cooked out. I'm like, well, okay, you're going to ruin it, but if you want it, I'll do it. So then I take it over to my cast iron pan, put some butter in it, and then I finish it off on cast iron in just minutes. And then it's easy, and it still tastes good, you know, so it's not overcooked.
Okay.
So, yeah, ribeyes are great, and you want to cook those, as I said in the video, if you want to go there. It's just recipes, barbersfoods.com, how-to cooking videos, and you'll see normally 350 degrees, and you don't cover it. One big mistake people make on a ribeye is they cover it. They don't want to cover it because it won't get brown. right? Now, if it's getting too brown and burnt and black, yeah, then you cover it. But you normally don't cover it. And then you put it in your oven, and then I always use an internal meat thermometer. And, you know, you can buy those online on anywhere. You can buy an internal meat thermometer, the kind that, you know, stays in the meat.
Right.
And the cord comes out the oven door, little kind cable, and it sits on your countertop. And that way you don't have to keep opening and closing the oven
what's
door.
Kind of your ideal temperature on that?
I pull it when it's at 135 internal temperature. So I have that meat probe in the center of the ribeye. Okay. And when that middle part hits 135, that's medium rare. And then when you pull it, it's going to keep cooking another 5 to 6 degrees as it's sitting on the counter.
Right.
And when that roast is resting, I cover it with foil, just loosely a tent. And then I put a towel over it, like a dish towel, and it's still cooking. That residual heat still. So it's going to bring it up to 140, 142 usually. And then you cut into that, and you have perfect medium rare.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got a feeling we're making a lot of folks hungry.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, Valentine's is next week, so yeah. Nothing says I love you like a piece of ribeye, right?
Absolutely.
So whether it's the roast or the steak, you know, yeah, right.
Yeah, save some money. Don't go out and pay $180 for a steak because it's Valentine's either. You can go get a whole case.
Yeah,
ribeye.
Right. Yeah, you can. Right, you can. Yeah. You can do just as good of a job at home. You
absolutely.
Know? Sure.
All right, and hey, it's not all about meats now. I was over the other day, and you've got beans.
Yeah, we got beans. What's up with the beans? Well, hey, beans are also protein, and we're all about sourcing high quality products that are from family farms we know. So, did you know that Colorado is a prolific bean producing state, especially pinto beans. And in the northeastern part of our state, we have a lot of great pinto bean raising families. So I went up there and met Steve Winter and his family and saw the farm, saw the combine coming in, and walked through the whole process. We have a video, a link to that on our website. But yeah, we sell pinto beans, Colorado pinto beans, and also Colorado sourced popcorn and rice. The rice is not from Colorado, but it's packaged here.
Right.
And but we have a lot of varieties of beans. And I encourage people, you know, keep beans around.
Sure.
Because they're good for you. Beans and rice are actually a complete protein, and we sell both. And and they're easy to, you know, easy to cook. So
right.
And healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Any kind of specials going on right now?
Yeah, we do. We have if you go to barbersfoods.com and then the top banner of the website, whether you're looking on your smartphone or on the web through your computer, you'll see it says February Fill My Freezer Special. So we've offered a great deal on ground beef, Colorado sourced ground beef, and Pittman Farms chicken breasts. So it's a great way to save some money and fill your freezer with a case of the ground beef, 18 1-pound packages. So, you know, last most families a month or month
sure.
and a half, and then some boneless, skinless chicken breasts from Pittman Farms.
Right.
Very versatile. I mean, most people are eating chicken, you know.
And what's that running on your website?
That's on our website, $173.99. For 18 packages of ground beef and 12 packages of chicken.
Jeez.
That's a lot of meals. Yeah, just do the math. That's a lot of meals. That's what is that? That's 30 meals.
Yeah,
30 meals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and very high quality meat. So we're very proud of that. So yeah, I would encourage everyone to go there this month, take advantage of that special. And if you need a freezer, call us or email us, and we'll deliver a freezer too. If you run out of freezer space in your garage, we have three sizes, and we sell them at cost. And we'll deliver it to your house and put it in your garage, plug it in, and fill it with meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now those like the chest freezers.
Yeah, the little chest freezers.
Or upright, or just
yeah, okay. No, just the little chest freezers.
Okay.
The little ones. We have a small one that's just like a 2x2 cube, then a 2x3, and then
oh,
the bigger
wow.
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
see, I learned something every day.
Well, we're trying to be easy to work with, you know.
Well,
so
hey,
people, you know, take.
Away. I'm telling you what, dude, freezers are hard to find.
They're hard to find. They are hard to find. Yeah. And I would tell people that the cost of all food, and I'm just saying this to scare people, but the cost of food is going up this year because corn, the price of corn is up, the price of soy is up, which is good for the corn farmer and the soy farmer. They need that. But it's most animals are fed corn and soy.
Right.
So there's going to be food inflation this year. So the price you pay for food now will be cheaper than the price that you pay in June for food this year, definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I know our salmon run was all through Christmas and all, but where do you stand on inventory?
I still have some salmon fillets from Taryn and Kara on the Thunder's catch, and so that's still on my website. And then Taryn had a food service distributor in Seattle back out of an order because of COVID and the restrictions there. So he sent in 2 pallets of 5-ounce salmon fillets. So those are going up on our website today. Okay. I just got those in. So now I've got the whole fillets and I've got some 5-ounce portions. And the 5-ounce portions are just so easy for 2 people for dinner, 2 5-ounce portions in butter on your skillet, you know, that cast iron skillet in minutes and dinner's done. And you didn't even have to thaw them out in the morning. You can just speed thaw them. Or you can even cook them from frozen. They're awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, too, that we've really enjoyed is the brats that you've got. Yeah. I mean, those are really good.
Yeah. I'm not just saying this to be a commercial, but almost everyone that buys those brats, without exception, I mean, 90% of people say that's the best brat I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the secret recipe that Tim Beeler uses. I just know that, you know, there's bacon bits in it, but it's hardwood smoked, high-quality Duroc pork, raised slow, non-GMO diet, and they're just, you can taste it. That's one of the ones where you can just taste the quality.
Sure.
In there.
Yeah.
It's just like, why is that so good? Well, they care, and
I wish we could just set up one of those blind taste tests somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
We could have different things and let people taste.
I wish we could push the smell of the product through the microphone.
I know, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that might be coming someday.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, again, it is barbersfoods.com, and once again, hey, become a meat ambassador for them, an ambassador for Barber's Foods. Hey, there's nothing you could get your friends and family that they will love more than good meat and good food for their family and their health. Because I'm telling you, every show we do with Dr. Shane Steadman, which we're going to see in a little bit, because he wants to know more about this to let his patients know about it. Most of our health issues our diet plays a role in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what we're eating.
Yeah, food is medicine for sure.
And we don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what's in the label, and you don't know how conventional food is produced unless I've been selling food and in the food business my whole life, and I grew up on a farm, so I know more about food production than most people, and I don't see that because I have a big ego. I just am an insider on the food industry, and I tell people there is a difference. And so I would encourage anyone that's interested in barbecuing or learning culinary or is a foodie and they're interested in learning more about food production, just become a food ambassador. It'll be fun. There's no, it's like there's no quota or anything. It's just all on your own. But you actually, if you had, a few of your family members buying their meat through us as a food ambassador, it would add up to some nice residual income,
Absolutely.
Passive income. So, yeah.
And I tell you, when you do your videos, I want you to start getting them to me, and I'm going to put them on Haystack Help Radio
on our
Facebook page, too.
Yeah, right? Thank you. Appreciate that.
Let everybody know about them. But once again, it is barbersfoods.com. And again, their website is so simple. They've got their shop tab, the About Us, and go on the About Us, look at the sourcing, and again, just watch a few of the videos that they've done. They're well done, but check out the one especially on the air-chilled chicken free range. And just real quick, Greg, he was talking about, Mr. Pittman was, about, what they eat and the organic food he talked about. And corn, soybean meal, vitamins, minerals. What'd the chicken that you ate last night eat? Probably most of us don't know.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. And you don't know what their quality of life was in a grow house. And you don't know how they were handled.
Sure.
And, it's just completely different world when you buy chicken from the Pittman Farm family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know because I go there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Greg, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to see you.
We'll look forward to our next visit. Thanks for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.